Okay, let's rewind your memory to a time when this job of yours was just a faint thought on your mental horizon. When you first began the process of coming to this place where you are now living and working, I would guess you were pretty excited. Yeah, nervous probably, a little scared. But you had great positive feelings too, didn't you? And when you arrived here and began learning the language, learning about the culture and the place, interacting with the local people, a certain feeling of enthusiasm carried you through each day. You could see possibilities, and you could see some reasons why God put in your heart to come to this place. But now, well, a whole lot of that enthusiasm has faded. What used to be a bright 500-watt floodlight in your life has lost a lot of its glow. It's dimmed down like the battery is drained. Now, maybe the glow is kind of dim, dull. Instead of a bright white, it's kind of a dull yellow, sort of like one of those little night lights. When you wake up in the morning, some mornings you feel like you'd rather stay in bed rather than face the day. And you're not really looking forward to seeing the people again who are out there waiting for you to show up so that you can help them. As a matter of fact, you don't want to see them. You don't want to hear about their problems and their pains. Not only that, lately you feel like you're working harder and harder, but at the same time you feel like you're accomplishing less and less. You get to the end of the day and the lineup of people to help and the list of things that need to be done are just as long as they were at 5 o'clock that morning, and the problems always seem to be the same. Could it be that you're suffering from burnout? You've probably thought about it. And you likely haven't liked the thoughts, have you? Because that word, burnout, brings a whole list of other troubling questions to your mind. Questions like, could a really committed Christian worker actually burn out? Could that really happen? Well, we looked at some of those burnout scenarios and questions last week as we began looking at this subject of burnout and how it might affect you as an expat Christian worker. And today, we'll look at them some more and expand on them just a little bit. By the way, we're basing our thoughts on this subject of burnout on materials prepared by Ronald L. Kotesky of New Hope International Ministries, What Expat Christian Workers Ought to Know About Burnout. Ron Kotesky is a member care consultant. One of the symptoms of burnout that we mentioned last week was emotional exhaustion. You probably know what that feels like. In one form, it could be called compassion fatigue. You feel drained, you feel used up, you feel overwhelmed by the needs that people bring to you. You want to help the people that come to you, but you just don't have any more to give. You just don't have what it takes to help anymore. You don't want to see or hear another person who has some serious needs. You don't want to see the poverty. You don't want to see the hunger. You don't want to see the pain. You've had an emotional overload. And you know something? That's understandable. Another symptom would be depersonalization and also reduced personal accomplishment. Now, whether or not you actually stop being effective, when you're suffering from burnout, you feel like that's happened to you. You feel like you're not effective. You're not doing anything useful. At the end of the day, you feel like you've accomplished nothing. And as we've said, your list of things to do is just as long as when you crawled out of bed in the morning. And to top it off, sometimes now you wonder if you still hear when God speaks to you. Well, something else to keep in mind here. Burnout does not happen suddenly. Burnout doesn't hit us because of a short period of high stress, although that stress can really tire you out, make you very fatigued. When burnout becomes a part of your life, it generally is something that can creep up on you over a long period of time when you're under perhaps continual stress. Something else to remember about burnout: it is not a psychiatric disorder. I'll repeat that. Burnout is not a psychiatric disorder. But when burnout hits you, it can produce a number of situations. It can reduce your effectiveness in your work. You don't do your work as well, and you don't get as much done in a given length of time. Burnout can also mess up your relationships with your family and the people of your team. Okay, so those are some of the symptoms of burnout. But what causes it? What makes it happen? Well, according to our friend Ron Kotesky, who prepared these materials, there are three major sources or causes of burnout. Whether or not burnout happens to you or a member of your team depends on all three of these causes. Knowing what these are can sort of be a wake-up call for you And knowing these causes can also help you to evaluate whether you are at risk for burnout. So let's take a look, shall we? Ron has listed three causes as social, system, and self. Okay, that's easy to remember. Social, system, and self. First on the cause list is social. Most expat Christian workers are involved with people in some way. Now, that doesn't sound like rocket science to figure that out, does it? Of course not. You're involved with people. Other members of your team are also involved with people. We're all involved with people in one way or another. It could be an intense, time-consuming involvement. It could be the people you work with because they affect you in some way. So do the people you have to help. They also have a large effect on you. And as we all know, problem people take up a lot more of your time and effort and mental and emotional energy. They need a whole lot more of your attention than do the pleasant people. You've noticed that, haven't you? And what happens after a long stretch of time with people like that? Well, as a result of spending so much time and effort with the problem people, you may lose some perspective. You might start seeing everyone in the same way. You might even begin to see your friends and the good people, the nice people, as problem people. And then you know you're supposed to be polite. You're supposed to be tactful. You're supposed to be caring. You're supposed to even smile once in a while and be friendly. But after a while, that seems to become difficult no matter who you're with. So what happens? At some point, you feel like you can't find the words to give voice to the disappointment and frustration that you feel down inside. Oh, sure, you smile, sort of. But then you make some vague remark to cover up your feelings, rather than expressing your true feelings, rather than admitting that you have a problem, rather than asking for help. Maybe some of the people you're helping take notice of the changes in your manner, in the expressions on your face, or your tone of voice and way of speaking. And then, maybe, instead of someone saying thank you after you've done something to help, they just take the help and walk away. They seem to take you for granted. Well, at least it seems that way to you. And once in a while, you see a look of suspicion on a face, and you wonder if all this effort and expended energy and time is really worth it, and you feel like quitting. It's not that you really hate this place or all the people. There are some people in your adopted culture you really like. But you hesitate to get too close to them because, well, you know that you'll soon be returning to your home country, and it's easier not to establish a close relationship and then have to break it in a few months. This still leaves you alone and contributes to your emotional pressure. All these social interactions can be factors that contribute to burnout. I mentioned two other main causes of burnout, and we'll have to wait until next week to look at them in more detail. But just to give you an idea, one of those causes of burnout is the system. What does that mean? It means that your job setting may be a source of burnout for you. Studying the language was frustrating, or maybe it's the organization you work for. Another third cause of burnout is self. That's right, you yourself may be a source of your own burnout. How can this happen? Well, why don't you make a point to come back next week, and we'll also take a look at this some more. Three causes of burnout: social, system, and self. And oh yes, there was one other question I said we'd look at this week, but we're not going to make it. Can a really committed expat Christian worker burn out? The answer is yes. Not only can expat Christian workers burn out, as a matter of fact, the more committed they are to their work, the more likely they are to burn out. We'll look at that one a little more next week, too. Coming up later in this mini-series about burnout, we'll also take a look at questions like, what are the effects of burnout? Can burnout be treated? And can it be prevented? What cross-cultural Christian workers ought to know about burnout is based on materials prepared and written by Ronald L. Koteski of Go International. By the way, Ron Koteski has a lot of material on his website that could prove to be helpful to you, including the brochure that formed the basis for our thoughts today on burnout. You'll find links on the MemberCare Radio website to crossculturalworkers.com. Click on Brochures, and in the list of subjects, it's a long list, you'll find one there about burnout, as well as brochures about a number of other important and interesting subjects that are especially helpful for cross-cultural workers. Now, you can download any one of these brochures or all of them, or you can download them in ebook form, And then you can read them at your own convenience and study them. If you don't already know how to find our website, well, that's quite easy too. www.membercareradio.com. www.membercareradio.com. That's where to go.